You know, throughout the history of mankind, there have been countless tales of giant beasts or large animals who terrorize villages or snatch up little children who aren't asleep before bedtime. From Little Red Riding Hood to Moby Dick, Animal Run Amok stories have always seemed to register with audiences across multiple generations, which is a hard feat to accomplish in the horror genre. Sure, slashers may seem a bit corny now, but in the late 70s throughout the early 80s, when serial killers and missing hitchhikers, along with dead college students, were the main stories on the news every night, you can understand how it scared that generation. Not the case with animals. They cross all decades because, let's be honest here, a bear chasing you is one of the scariest things I can imagine, regardless if it's 1824 or 2024. These fears have been added into stories since the beginning of written word, with the advantage of never having to show their monster. There have been some incredible films as well that have used animals as their horror cornerstones. But on the flip side, there have been some downright terrible Animal Run Amok films. It's hard to make a good one, even harder for it to age well. The film we are discussing today is the second sequel to what I consider to be the best animal horror film, Jaws. Spielberg understood in the original that the shark could only be seen for a brief time if he wanted audiences to stay along for the ride. It's unfortunate that Jaws 3 didn't get that memo. That isn't to say that this flick isn't a fun time, but considering it was the best horror movie at the box office in 1983, it's a crime if we didn't cover it. So, no matter where you're joining in from, welcome to the show. And without any further introduction, here is our take on Jaws 3. Welcome back to the Sloppy Horror Podcast. I am here with the best producer in the whole entire world. You guys know him as Mr. Ozark Mark. My name is Mr. Christian Ramey, your scary movie companion. And you guys, it's not summer yet, but warm weather's coming. So we've got certain things on mind. And you know what we got on mind? Bad movies, all right? And we've got a great bad movie to talk about today, all right? I don't even know if great is a term you could give it, but funny is definitely in the category, all right? We have a coked up Dennis Quaid. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. And just to let you know, I mean, it's a shark franchise, guys. I mean, we're talking about Jaws 3 fucking D.
It's a three-dimensional shark.
Yeah, or just three if you're watching it in 2D. Either way, I don't know. Obviously, we're in the midst of this jam it in your box office season where we're taking the best horror movies from each decade at the box office, the number one movie, not like, oh, here's the top five of that year. No, we're taking the one from each year. And this may be, out of both decades, the funniest example of a number one. Now, the reason that I say that is because most of these movies that are number one at the box office for horror, some don't age great, some aren't whatever, but you understand why they were number one. I have no fucking idea why this movie was number one. I have not one clue aside from it being titled Jaws.
That's why.
That's it.
That's why.
Because it's not good. A lot of people wasted money on this movie.
Oh my God, I did. I had to rent it because it's on nowhere for free, which I have no idea how.
Oh, now
I had
I'm
to
mad.
Rent this son of a bitch.
Now I'm mad.
I paid $4.30 to watch this to entertain you people. And I gotta say, I want my $4.30 back.
Jaws. Oh, no. Jaws 3D has profited $4.34 in the last decade, and
it's because of me.
Yes.
I don't care. It was funny, though. It was funny.
It is a very funny movie.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this is the kind of movie where you and the buddies are hanging out, having a couple beers. Maybe you're smoking a joint. This is one of those, you know, when you go to a party and everything's loud and there's music on, but sometimes there's a movie on in the background? This is one of those movies. Doesn't require a lot of attention and a lot of focus, but the parts where things are happening, you're broken if you don't laugh. I mean, there's something fucking wrong with you. I don't care how bad of a day I've had. I can't make it 90 seconds into this movie without laughing. It's just everything. The 3D is bad. The effects are bad. Once again, like I said, Dennis Quaid is in this movie, a very young Dennis Quaid, who admitted that there is not a scene or a take or a frame of him on camera
where he wasn't extremely high on cocaine. And I love when actors give you like that kind of like, you know, honesty and transparency, especially like when they were young and they're just like, oh yeah, that movie, I was high as fuck. You're like, oh wow. Oh, I'm never gonna watch that the same again.
I mean, now that you think about it, he did look focused as shit the whole movie.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. He was focused, but you know, he wasn't overworking the boys. No overtime, you know. So folks, I hope you're feeling good. And also, you know, I don't know where you boys and girls are joining this show. All you audio listeners, thank you guys so much. Make sure that you guys have given the show a rating if you have not. If you were a viewer here on YouTube, I first off want to say thank you so much, but make sure you are subscribed to the channel. Helps us out big time, and it's completely free. You get all of our stuff for free. And that goes for everything, man. I mean, you get 10 seconds out of your day, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, all these little things. Don't feel like it means anything, but it really adds up, folks. It's a snowball that keeps on rolling, and you're a part of it, all right? You're a part of this avalanche, and we thank you guys. We really do. Now, we took a little week off last week, obviously, because I had some busy stuff. But anytime we have conventions, it's really hard for me to adhere to a schedule, especially when these horror conventions land on my birthday. I'm not meant to be responsible for anything for that weekend.
Look here. All right. Look here. If you got a problem with the horror legend nerd himself taking a week off of the episode to go to a horror convention in his town to celebrate his birthday, if you are mad at that, you can go and find the opposite of whatever fun part you like to lick or suck, and you can you can go handle that, because let him go. Man deserves a day off. Remember, plus, I had to move a bunch of heavy shit all weekend, so I couldn't do it anyway. So we both, horrible timing for next week, but don't matter. We're back now. We're right back up in your ass.
And I find there's a lot of shows that have a lot of fucking advertisements. A lot of those where you're playing that. All right, now here's a moment from our sponsor. Do you want to buy these fake weed gummies or do you want to buy... No, fuck that. That annoys me. I mean, I understand, get paid. But here's the part that, you know, irritates me in that regard. If you've got enough gravitas, if you've got enough pull where people are reaching out to you to say, hey, we'll pay you, why the fuck couldn't I do that myself? Well, why do I need you if I'm the one bringing the people in? I don't need your shit. And that's just generally the way I see it. Just like we did with music, just like we did with anything. We're not big people that like to sign the labels. That's just not kind of how we get down. But on this show that you will find with zero advertisements week after week, you know, sometimes we'll take a little, you know, week off, you know, in between seasons and shows. But I would say you and I are very vigilant about keeping to schedule. And I'm very appreciative of that, because some shows you...
That's just because we don't go anywhere, really, or have lives.
Yeah, it's a good point. Also a very
good
point.
That helps a lot.
Tremendously.
But, yeah, you know.
Hold on. I got to bust out the Sheriff Brody glasses for Jaws. I put the lens out of them. These sunglasses that I found in my garage, okay?
That's very nice of you.
Now you need to do like the zoom in, zoom out dolly shot, and I'll be smoking a cigarette. I mean, he wasn't in this movie, but his kids were.
Some goddamn fish.
I know. I miss Brody. Yeah. I miss that man. He was funny. He was smoking cigarettes. He tucked his tight t-shirts into his pants.
They should have stopped after the first one, but you know, sometimes you just make the bad decisions, and every single decision after the first Jaws was a bad decision.
Yeah.
As a good movie. Now, as a funny movie, they made the right decision, because this
they did. And two
hilarious.
Fell short. Even though like two had all the like a lot of the same actors, it felt short to me. I mean, it just Jaws 1, dude, like it's really hard to live up. But Jaws 2, yeah, Jaws 3 went way out of the woodwork. And we've talked about this with franchises, horror franchises specifically. You make the first one, and it's a success. So everyone's like, fuck, make another one. If you look at like Elm Street 2, Halloween 2, a lot of these movies that had success, that sequel, Elm Street was like 9 months later. Like, fucking Elm Street 2, I don't know how long it took to make that movie, a day? Like, some of these flip so quickly because everybody's like, let's strike while the iron's hot. But then you have a big choice at 3. Because if 2 is also successful, you can either go cheesy and corny and just go off the fucking rails, like Jaws 3 did, or you can go like Elm Street 3, get Dream Warriors, you get more serious and lock in. Jaws 3 did not take that approach. They said, you know what? Let's do this bitch at SeaWorld. Let's just get crazy here. Let's take some money from SeaWorld. They're going to pay us because, I mean, I feel like this whole movie is a SeaWorld commercial.
Pretty much is.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Hadn't turned out for them great in recent years, but, you know, I understand why. You're building, you know, hamster tubes with sharks underneath them, under your fucking, yeah, that's not going to work out.
Mm-mm.
Nobody likes that. Nobody likes that.
Stop fucking with shit underwater.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, we will get to a synopsis, folks. It's not a very fun area. It's not a great synopsis, but I do think we should fill the shoes first.
We about to fill them shoes. We about to fill them shoes. Yeah, I'm about to fill them shoes. We about to fill them shoes.
Fill my shoes.
I like that.
That's the name of the segment.
We need to, honestly, we need to do that. We got to throw out a lot of shows I listen to, even sports shows. They have people send in different songs for their segments, and sometimes they'll cycle them depending on the one, and people get excited for different ones. And I've thought of that, different segments. You know, who knows? We could have a metal band send it in. Found out, Charles. We don't know.
Well, somebody do it.
We don't know. Or, you know, if you're an aspiring guy out there with a cowboy hat and two first names, you know, fill them shoes. That's
please,
fine.
Somebody yeah. please do it, because I'm tired of making them.
Dude, how fun. Like,
I'm running out of ideas.
Well, you and I would be so excited if somebody sent us, like, hey, I made this song for you. We'd be like, holy shit.
Holy shit. Oh, it'd get debuted. I don't care if it sucks, if it's beautiful. I don't care. It's going there.
For real.
It's going there. The horrible, the better, if you're asking me. Anyways.
July.
Fill my shoes.
July. The month of July. July 22nd, 1983 is the day that this movie dropped. All right, so we're going back, 40-something years here. We're going back some years. Now, we have covered movies from 1983, but not this time specifically, okay? What we have going on right now, Mark, is Ronald Reagan is our president. Ronald Reagan is the president. What do you think is the number one song for 1983? Now, it's actually been the number one song... Here again.
Don't Fear the Reaper. No, 93, never mind.
83.
Oh, 83?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Don't Fear the Reaper.
No, sir. The answer would be The Police. Every breath you take.
Every breath you... Dun, 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 dun. Okay.
Okay.
I know that one.
All right. Now, this was a great year for music, Mark. I will tell you that there was all kinds of stuff going on in 83. First off, you have that song, which everybody knows, but songs that were going on that year, Michael Jackson dropped Thriller. So that's that. But we had like Billie Jean. We had, you know, that was at number one for a long time. And then you had the Men at Work, the fucking Come From a Land Down Under.
Who can it be now?
Same people, yeah.
Da-na-na-da-na-na.
And then other classic songs. Total Eclipse of the Heart. Total Eclipse of the Heart. Fucking Maneater, Hall & Oates. Some great stuff, all right?
These are some bangers.
These are some bangers. But not only that, this was the debut year for Mario Bros. The arcade, you know, where Donkey Kong was like throwing barrels at him and shit. This is where it all started.
Yep.
This is where it all started. So... It was also the year that GPS was introduced to the general public.
That was a big one.
Yep. They That's didn't have that one. Before. It was only military access. So 83, the people got it. All right. MASH. So we've talked about Seinfeld, like the send-off episode was very big. But MASH, the final episode, the finale, insane numbers. Like, until I tell you this, it's going to blow your mind. 105.9 million viewers... And it was the highest television watch until the Super Bowl in 2010. Fucking crazy.
Whoa.
Like, that's nuts.
Yeah.
For a boring show we used to fall asleep to. Like, you know, that was the international sign. It's time for us to go to bed.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, it wasn't a bad show. I'm not saying that. But it was, I don't know. Just our age bracket, that shit came on late where it wasn't cool to be watching that shit. Now, we had that. Number one movie of the year was Return of the Jedi. Big stuff. But we had some cool stuff at the movies. We had Superman 3, Trading Places, War Games with Matthew Broderick. Love that movie. Psycho 2, movie we've covered. Flashdance. Now, here's where this gets tricky. E.T. was also released this year, a month before this. But on initial release, Jaws 3 beat the shit out of E.T. Like, crushed it. Crushed E.T.
How?
Initially, the name Jaws. And nobody knew E.T. But eventually, throughout time at the box office, E.T. ended up bringing in, like, I mean, I don't know the number how many times, but it was like quadruple the size of whatever the hell Jaws 3 brought in. But initially, that first, like, I don't know how many weeks, I don't know if it's just the initial weekend or what, but they, like, rank your initial numbers, and then they do, like, a total gross, because sometimes there's those certain movies that stay at the theaters 9 months or some shit. Like, they're there forever. So it's different. But end up crushing it. Tootsie came out that year. Risky Business. Mr. Mom. 48 Hours. Outsiders. Scarface. Great year. That year for the NBA championship, 76ers won. NFL this year, we had the Washington Commanders. And then your MLB champions were the Baltimore Orioles. So, I saved the biggest and the best for last. 1983 was the debut year of the chicken motherfucking McNugget. Lives have not been the same since. Okay? Sometimes I want that little chicken nugget that looks like a Santa boot, you know? Or like, I don't know what that shape is, but I like it, all right? I'm not saying they're the best, but I do like it. If you give me some McDonald's nuggets, I'm going to eat the shit out of them.
Wendy's nuggets crush McDonald's nuggets.
I do like Wendy's nuggets, but sometimes I feel like they're dry, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, we're not talking about... We're talking about just the premier... Mm-hmm. The premier condition
both
of
in
a
great
chip
shape.
And nuggets.
Yeah,
yeah, okay. We're talking A grade here. Mm-hmm. Of course, you get dry. I hate dry nuggets. That's the worst.
Yeah. Yep. Right. So, we're in 83 now. I feel like we're there. We're caught up. Every breath we're taking. We're right here with our Cabbage Patch Kids. That was also the big year for that.
Bang.
You know, Michael Jackson. Chicken nuggets. Here we are. So, I know you boys and girls have been chomping at the bit for this synopsis of this beautiful, beautiful writ story.
Of a three-dimensional shark.
Yeah, so we have, you know, Brody from the original. His kids are grown up now, all right? And his kids, one of them works at SeaWorld now, fucking one of the girls that works there, all right? But they got a problem, all right? Because a shark ends up getting inside of their, containment or whatever you would call it. And this is some kind of 1983 futuristic-looking ass, like, water park here at SeaWorld. They got, like, underground hamster tunnels. They got all kind of shit going on. I mean, it's a weird-looking place. It's like a Super Mario level. It's just different. It's just different. Sharks get in there, cause problems, eat people. I can't, like, I just, for the life of me, I cannot give, like, an in-depth. This is like a slasher to me. Like, I go to start a premise, and then you're just like...
Yeah, it's a fish slasher.
Yeah.
That's basically it.
Dude, the opening of this movie with that horrible, like, fish head shot, tell me that isn't, like, something like your dad's nightmares. Like, when he has a nightmare, that's what it is. Like, that damn carpet again. You're like, what the fuck are you dreaming about, Dad? Like,
like this movie, it's even worse not watching it in 3D.
I know, because you could tell what scenes were meant for it.
Yeah,
like,
it's just ridiculous. I'm sure it was cool when it first came out, sure, but you know, the 3D aspect of it, but oh, God, it's horrible.
And
it's
this
a hard watch.
And this is right around the time of Friday the 13th when they did 3D, like the third one. So this was kind of a popular technology, but it's really funny because I feel like if it was done now, like the 3D shots would be more subtle and you wouldn't expect them. But back then, like they weren't at all. They're just like, let's throw everything. Like, here's a guy with a baseball bat. Put it towards the camera. And like he just puts it right into the camera, or it's like the title shots that are like, dun, dun. And just, okay, guys, it's 3D. We fucking get it. Like, scare me with it. Like, I want to be scared with it. I don't want to feel it coming. I want some, like, real.
Yeah, just blast it right at me.
Yeah. And that's back in the cardboard glasses days. So that was, I mean, that was rougher.
Yeah, that was way rougher.
Nobody wants to do that.
No.
It's just hard. It's just hard to make a successful shark movie. There are just only a few, and they're really hard to name. And Jaws is, like, the only one that just is, like, good still. And there are scenes where a kid could be like, ah, that shark looks a little weird, even in the original. And I don't know why it's so hard to do. I don't know if, like, Jaws crushed the premise, because sharks are fucking scary.
Yeah, no, Jaws single-handedly crushed the premise. I believe so. I mean,
there's just nothing else to do with it.
No, that's not. That's the only thing that you could do with a shark. That's it. Then you just start doing ridiculous shit with sharks.
Putting them in tornadoes.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Doing all kinds of, you know, it's a one-hit wonder thing, and Jaws takes it. I mean,
yeah,
Jaws is going to live forever.
It stole all the real estate. Like, there's no other places that they can go to there. Like, they covered all elements. They got, like, kids, they got partiers. And then even every movie afterwards still feels like that. Like, they killed the shark in this movie, but it wasn't the right shark. Like, everything, like, they're talking about bite radius, where it's like, it can't be that shark. It's not big. It's the same fucking movie, like, just repackaged with more horrible premises. It's a watered-down version of the original.
Oh, yeah. And another mistake they made is showing Jaws, the shark, all the time, because that was the most scariest thing about the first one, was you didn't really see him.
Until it was too late.
Yeah, until it was too late. Now you got this 3D horrible shark coming in, busting through glass and stuff with some horrible CGI. Hilarious, though. Don't think I'm knocking it, because it's funny.
Oh.
It's so goddamn funny.
Yes, it is a hysterical film. It is something that if you're having a bad day, you're just going to be amazed that this exists. Like, somebody got paid for this. Like, somebody, this is a thing that people took months out of their life to do.
Yeah.
And that's a head-scratcher. And you do have some, like, big actors in here. Like I said, you got Dennis Quaid. Then you got, like, a young Leah Thompson. She's in there. You know, Back to the Future. She's the mom of Dennis the Menace. Some Kind of Wonderful. I liked her. She's good. But, you know, there's some people, recognizable faces, but this was clearly before they had reached any stardom or fame, because they were doing CGI shocks. Like, what's even funnier to me, Mark, is that these actors, who are young, in their 20s, so, like, if you did a movie, you're not in your 20s, but let's say you're in your 20s and you did a movie, your parents would go see it with you. Somebody took their parents to see this, like, oh, look at my work I've done. And it was Jaws 3.
If that was my kid, I'd be so disappointed.
I know.
What the fuck?
That's the only
time. This is what you're doing with your life?
That would be the only time. Like, and this isn't something that you would ever want. Because here's the two things. Like, I tell my kids, all right, you want to know what I'm going to disown you for? Not much. But killing your kids and doing porn. All right, these are two things where you can't come home no more. All right, like, where it's like, I don't know what the fuck happened, but you didn't learn that shit from here. Like, that's not because of home. You know, that's your shit, right? But I often had thought, what happens if your daughter was in a horror movie, right? And it, like, launched her stardom and she had to, like, show her boobies. Wouldn't feel good about that, but I even double-crossed it and thought, because I'm into horror, right? Like, what if one of my kids got older, like, I got this role in a horror movie, and I'm like, wait a minute, who are you? What character specifically? What dichotomy are you the final girl? No, I die 18 minutes in.
Nope.
Fuck.
Nope, you're in an opening sex scene.
Damn it.
You're going to show boobies.
Yep. So, like, there's that part of you where it's like, you know, like, hey, my daughter is in the new Jason movie. And, like, that would be amount, like, I can't, like, I, that would might be more than my daughter going to college or having her own children. Or, like, my kid being on a Friday the 13th, get the fuck out of here, dude. Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, that's some legacy shit. But I would get caught, you know. I would get, you know, like, you'd get caught in that situation. You know, you're like, oh, fuck.
I know, then I would feel even weirder, too, because it'd be like, I'd have to go to you.
Yeah.
knowing that I've seen one of your kin's boobies, that's just weird, too. We could never look each other in the eye the same again.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You can't do porn, and you can't, because it's not just me, but it's like our community of people. Like, I have to disown you at that point. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Or if you kill your kids, because I don't understand that one.
No.
But anything like 12 DUIs, beat up your spouse, whatever. I don't encourage these things, but I'm still going to love you. I'm still going to be here for you. But those are the only two. Those are dads, too, you know, with underlines on them. And I've thought about that, though, before. That would be so crazy, like, if that was the situation. But, like, what if it was a girl you met? Like, what if it was a girl and she was like, you know, it's like the whole world has seen her boobies. Not an OnlyFans kind of situation. Not in a, like, I've done porn, but I've done a risque scene in a horror movie. And now I do, like, regular little movies, but at one point in time, everybody saw my boobies and Jason cut my head off. You're like, I would be fine with that.
Yeah.
I would be fine with that because I feel like that's different than like selling like a spicy website. You know what I mean? Like that's different.
Yeah.
That's different levels. But if you're in a movie, you're like, the slasher fan in me is like, oh, that's classy. This is different. This is like a boudoir. You know, like it's a horror girl shoot. You know, it's a different thing. You know, like.
You mean I actually get to play with them now? Okay.
All right.
Smack them around a little bit. You know.
Yeah,
now
I'm in there.
Yeah.
So I that's always a funny thing that I've thought of. Now, luckily for myself, I would never throw my kid. I would never, you know, you hear about these little Nickelodeon kids got their butthole touched and stuff, and it's like everybody's like, oh, can you believe the creepy people of like weird, you know, Hollywood? And you're like,
yeah. Yes, that's not a secret.
You know what's harder for me to believe? The parents that drop the fucking kids off with said creepy people to get a career and a paycheck. It's the parents. Ain't no way your kids' cornholes are getting diddled without you knowing something's happening. That's bullshit, and that's what's been going on, and it won't happen in my house. So the point is, you think of these situations where these kids do things like this, where a young lady would go full frontal for a movie, or, you know, whatever, and say she's not doing, like, sucking a dick or nothing, but she's just full, hey, Billy, you out there? Boobies out, blah, 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 and then she dies. Like, I want to know the cycle, you know, the psychology behind this. Is this like a, you've got a loving mother and father? That's the one I can't figure out. Like, if you're like an OnlyFans actress posting every day, I'm going to assume you probably don't have a great relationship with your dad. I'm just gonna put that out there, and so is everyone else. Everyone knows that. Like, that's not a fucking secret. Oh, you need validated attention? Oh, no kidding. Well, how's your relationship with your dad? Oh, he's absent. Yeah, go fucking figure. All right? That's always a plus. You get that. But not the horror movie girl. I don't know about that. I need to know the backgrounds here. I'm gonna start interviewing these ladies, and I want to be like, hey, because they're at these Z-list actors are at these conventions, and I will go up to their table. Hey, how'd your daddy feel about you showing your boobies in that movie? Did he see it? What'd he do? What did he watch it? What happened?
You have to do that with those glasses on.
I will, and they'll be like, are there frames in those? No, these are in my garage. I think there's grass in them. But they reminded me of Jaws. And I said, oh, wait a minute. You know, like when you see something and like you got that, like, I have a sure shit bona fide idea.
Yeah, I do.
It was all about 7 seconds.
That's all it takes. And those are the best ideas, too. That's when you think of your best stuff.
Now, Mark, I would assume, obviously, this is the first time you're seeing this.
Yeah.
Anything like initially standing out to you, like, hey, this is my favorite part of Jaws 3, or this was just the part I laughed the hardest, or... anything ringing a bell? Because altogether, it is kind of a forgettable movie.
It really is. Probably when the dude gets eaten by the shark. The shark killer guy.
Oh yeah,
when when he gets swallowed by Jaws.
I like that one guy kept saying Gubna, and then you had like the hunter guy that was like the foreign guy.
But when he just gets eaten, it's just funny. It's just the shark's moving slow, and it's just slowly chomping him, and he just chomps him, and blood goes everywhere. It's funny.
Motherfucker's like, I got grenades. And you're like, okay, chill.
Yeah, the way they killed him, too, is it was so cheesy. Is, you know.
Dude, that ending scene, that cut scene, like, what the fuck?
And then the happy ending, too. Where
yeah.
The happy ending when they're looking for the dolphins, and the dolphins swim up, and they're like, yeah!
Yeah, and it freezes. Yeah, that's all I'm talking about. It's so bad it doesn't feel real. Like,
no.
You're like, this isn't.
No, it's horrible. It's so funny, though.
Oh, my God.
It's like, what's the word for it? Cringy, I guess. Is a relatable word to that. It just makes you go like, oh, what the fuck?
Dude, one of my favorite parts of this movie, fucking Jaws 3, maybe probably the funniest part for me, is they go down to investigate, like, they're scuba divers, and, like, something's going on with, like, the gate door where it's fucked up, and it won't open, or, you know, it won't close. So they're, like, going down there trying to fix it and trying to figure out what's going on with these dolphins, because they got these two dolphins that they let out like a backyard almost. Like they let them go swim and come back. Well, these dolphins don't want to go out right? Because the Jaws is there. But it's funny, they're scuba diving and they go under, and then they get like face to face with the dolphin, and the dolphin's like, like he's just like, no, I'm not doing it. Like, it was the funniest thing. Like, you know when a cat or like a dog is saying no, like, or like, you know when you hear them like, meow, you're like,
yeah.
It's just, I don't know when animals say no. Like, you don't even have to know, like, their language to know what they're saying.
Yeah, well, that was, like, one of the only believable things in this movie was the fact that the dolphins were protecting them from the shark. Because that actually does happen.
Yeah, and they're smart. They're smart fucking
critters.
You know,
if you're on the ocean and you see dolphins, you're good.
Mm-hmm.
From sharks. That's just, you know, that's just how it is.
Dude.
The dolphins are smart. You know, I've been to SeaWorld.
I honestly...
I'm pretty sure I've been to SeaWorld. I have no idea. I think I did.
My love for Free Willy, because it's, like, honestly one of my favorite movies. Like, growing up, I loved Free Willy. Like, it came with this little necklace. I would rock it. I sang the Michael Jackson song. I loved it. I loved Free Willy. But my fear of orcas has grown insurmountably since a child. Like, they are the smartest things in the sea. And they're fucking crazy.
They're, like, called killer whales.
And what's even weirder is, like, they don't really hunt people, but they have sank boats on purpose. They'll do it just to be dicks. They'll, like, do shit to fuck with you, like a pack of wolves. But I have seen videos, dude, where there is Jaws. And it shows, like, you know, the mean face of Jaws. He's swimming around. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, orca launches this fucker out of the water. Not a baby shark. Like, a massive great white. You realize the size difference. Like, because a great white is huge.
Yeah.
Like, it's a big-ass shark. And then this orca launches this fucker out of the water and breaks his spine. Like, it's the... I have to show you this video, but...
Dude, the ocean...
Decimated him.
The ocean is so scary.
And then he was, like, playing with the shark. Like, he didn't even, like... And then he just dragged him under and drowned him.
Yep.
They're crazy.
How do you drown a shark?
Well, you know, they gotta breathe, you know? Like, and somehow, like, with his gills. And, like, I don't know. They, like...
I don't know how it works either.
But they're scary. I'm not fucking with the orcas. They'll get you.
No, fuck. No, don't fuck with any whales. Don't fuck with the ocean. Don't fuck with fish. Stop it. Knock it off.
Yeah.
That's the newest. That's today on Knock It Off. Just fucking knock it off.
I don't know if you ever seen them fuckers hunt a seal, like, on a piece of ice, dude. They're smart. They get
around
it. Yeah,
I know.
I've
seen
it. They're
fucking scary. That's why I stay away from that shit. But anyway.
You always feel for the seal.
I know. I like seals. They're like dogs. I love seals. Anyway. Fuck that. Let's find out more things about this. Okay, hey there. Welcome to the What Do You Know here. This is a segment here where we're here to tell you something that you may or may not know about this movie. Now, if you don't know what's about to happen here, we're about to tell you things we know about this movie. Now, you may know what we know, you may not know what we know. Well, if you know what we know, you're going to have a weenogasm. If you don't know what we know, you're about to find out what we know, and you are going to have a weenogasm too. So everybody's going to be a part of the gasms that we know. So, why don't you tell me something that you may or may not know about this movie here?
One thing with these glasses... I do have the urge to scare people more. Like, you know, like in public. You know, like breathe weird. You know.
You look like Jeffrey Dahmer style with that
hat. I know.
On.
I know. Like
I don't like it. I don't like the glasses with the hat combo.
I'm gonna wear a button up. You know, I don't know. It feels strange. But we're gonna start here. We're gonna start the burner on. We're gonna start with a simmer. Okay. Now this Jaws 3 dimensional. This movie is the only Jaws movie within the franchise of Jaws. Jaws is a weird word. Like, you don't know which word to, like, enunciate more. Like, the all, ow, you know, like, this Jaws, you know. The more you say it, the weirder it is.
No, don't try and say it five times fast.
It's one of those words, though.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
it's
you repeat it enough,
words.
You're like, what the fuck does that even mean?
Yeah.
But it's the only one of these movies that doesn't feature or isn't on Amity Island, or by extension, Martha's Vineyard. So there's no Amity Island, no Martha's Vineyard. It's the only one, because it's a SeaWorld commercial, essentially.
Yeah.
But it's the only one that doesn't take place there. And truth be told, I've been on vacations at places. To be frank, I've gone just a nice little trip, you know, with my wife. We went to Traverse City in Michigan. Place feels like Amity Island to me. Lots of fucking sailboats, lots of little stuff there. Like, it just reminded me of that island. And it, there's like this quaint Americana feel to Amity that I really appreciate. And when it's not that, you can definitely tell. You can definitely tell. So that's my fact.
Yes, very good. All right. My fact here. I'm going to tell you this. All right, so the people that worked on this movie, right, were the same people that worked on National Lampoon's.
I know those.
Yeah. So you can see the similarities.
Oh, yeah.
You know, whatever.
Those guys were running stuff back then. They had their hands in everything.
Yeah, so, you know, they just, you know, some things you don't dip your hands into or work on. Anyway, never mind. That's not about that here. The original title for this was not supposed to be Jaws 3D. You want to know what it was?
Jaws?
No. Oh. That would have been a good one, though.
I like that.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be hard for people to say. But no, it was supposed to be Jaws 3, People 0.
That is kind of clever. I could see how that hit the draw. I could see how that hit the chalkboard.
Yeah, but it's also a spoiler. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. You know,
because they killed the shark.
They did.
So technically, you couldn't do it. So technically, the people won. I don't know. I've never seen the other ones. I don't know where it kills once. I don't understand it. I don't know how this. Whatever. Doesn't matter. That what it was supposed to be though. So now you know. So now you know. A little bit of tidbit of information for your brainium.
I like that.
Thank
now,
you.
Now, I'm not gonna mess these numbers up here, so I do want to pull these up real quick. So, it's this weird paradox of a movie like I just discussed before, because it had such a legacy attached to it. We're opening weekend. This thing fucking crushed. I mean, this did like crazy numbers, you know. And Jaws 3D made $13 million in its first weekend, and it held the record for the highest grossing opening for a 3D film until Spy Kids 3 in 2003. So, I mean, that's
crazy. Whenever you want to kill the numbers, always market children.
Yeah.
Yep, always market children.
Those movies were weird. Fucking Spy Kids. Like, I didn't like that. I think we was a little too old for Spy Kids. Like,
we was out of the loop at that point. It was weird, bad CGI. Like this movie. But, you know, that's good. You know anything else here?
I don't think so.
Good, neither do I. So,
that's it.
We're going to go out.
Three facts.
Three for 3D. Bang.
Jules Tree. I don't know, dude. I don't know. I mean, that was interesting. I'm glad, you know, we heard a few things about the fact. But, I mean, if I can add, a little tidbit here, you know, I would be making all kinds of fun titles here. You know, Jaws to the Walls. Like, you know. Busting my jaws. You know, like, there would be some fun ones that you could throw in there that, you know, all I need is, like, a joint and a coffee, and I feel like we could have came up with 12 better titles. Like,
yeah.
Immediately.
Probably.
That's one of my favorite things to do. Like, even naming our seasons and, like, whatever. Like, that. It's funny because sometimes, like, you throw a couple out and like they don't stick, whatever, and then you just hit one where you're like, oh yeah, that's it. Sometimes you just know, or like a nickname or something when you're trying to find that, and then when you hit that, it just comes out of nowhere. You don't know where it comes from. Sometimes you could just put together something that you didn't even know you had the ability to do. All right, jam it in your box office. That's nice. I like that. My brain isn't even thinking of that now. Like, I don't know how that came to be. It just a joint and a coffee. You know,
just,
here we are.
Just comes up.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Yeah. All right. So we have to be a little transparent. I mean, even though it's a funny movie, I mean, some people get eaten, right? I mean, that's typical shark scenes. Like, you don't see too much. Like, it's not...
Yeah, you see some blood, some body parts.
Yeah.
You know, some cuts, open wounds. Not too bad.
If a movie could manage... I think that's... like, honestly, talking about that out loud, Quint... I think Quint made a huge impact for Jaws because there were scary parts of the original Jaws. You remember, he goes down in the boat, like, and, you know, he's in a suit and he's looking and he sees the dead body in there. Scary. Payoff of the shark and the daylight isn't that great in the original Jaws. There are parts where you could tell a little bit, but out of all the movies, it's the best looking. But when that boat, or I mean, when that fucking shark hops on that boat and eats Quint, that was when everybody was like, oh my God. Like, they didn't shy away. You heard that man dying. And he just spitting out blood. You saw, you don't need it every time, but like if every time you shy away from the kill, you're not as afraid. And I think that Quint scene, A, still crazy that it's PG, but B, like that cemented it, I think. And that kill spoke for like the franchise because you knew what the shark was capable of. But it's a hard thing to perfect, a shark actually eating somebody. Like in a slasher movie, you know, Jason can come up with the machete and then you just turn to the scene on the wall where the blood sprays. You can do that in a couple, but there needs to be a few where he squeezes somebody's eyeball out because you need to see it. I need that more in shark movies, and I know that has to be crazy hard to deliver and make it look real, but you would think from a mechanical aspect, somebody could do it. I feel like underwater with squibs and a mechanical, like a very basic robot shark, like I feel like you could really get like a some pretty gnarly shots underwater, dude. Like you have some like hamburger meat underwater. You could film it all in a pool, like a licensed scuba diver person. I don't know. I just think they 83 is a long time ago, but since then we have had shark movies, but they still have the same corny ass payoff. And I'm like, I don't know. Like we can't make a good looking shark prop, like one that we can just open and close his mouth and get somebody to go underwater. It's the work of cameras, baby. Like, I don't need the fucking head on. I don't need to be in the shark like Jonah. But give me a shot of this shark latching onto somebody underwater and pulling some squibs out, you know, blood. But like, that's what I want to see. Not in real life, but in the movie. I want to see all pieces of that. And that's not always there. And that kind of upsets me with, really any animal run amok movies, like any kind of great big animal movie. I feel like it's what they call the monster problem. It's discussed in horror, especially when you deal with like your Frankensteins or whatever. In horror movies, the best ones, the originals. I mean, even the slashers. You look at Elm Street, you look at Halloween. 7 minutes or less of screen time of the killers. And not straight on. Like the original Elm Street, you don't have like a real plain view at Freddy. It's always dark. Halloween, he's kind of real vague. He was the shape. But then as the movies progress and you show more and more of the monster, it just peels the curtain back too much, like you said, makes people less afraid. But it also, unless that monster looks like crazy good, it's going to look corny and it's going to ruin the 90 minutes before the movie. Like it's the 90 minutes that led up to that are going to be ruined if it's that's a rubber mask. Like if you could see that, that's going to bother your eyes. So it's what they call the monster problem. It's a really hard payoff, but I imagine there was a lot of cocaine on set on this movie, and there were a lot of like money hungry producers and you know executives like Jaws, it'll be lots of money. It's a shark.
They needed to buy more coke.
Yes, that's what they did.
Yeah, I think half their budget was probably cocaine at this point.
Yeah, it's cheaper, more pure back then.
What was that balance game that they were playing in the bar? Are they like standing on something?
Yeah,
you know,
like,
they touch the hands.
They called it something different. Yeah.
Yeah, but like, are they standing on something to balance, or are they just standing on the floor? I don't get it.
I think it's the floor, but you have to like lift your feet, like in synchronization with the hands. I don't know.
I don't understand that game.
Sounds like something that must have been invented before internet, because we're not doing that shit now, dude.
No.
We're not doing that shit now, dude.
I just didn't understand. I was like, how are they losing their balance when they're just clipping people? I don't get it. They needed to show their feet of what they were doing.
Yeah.
That's just one little critique. I don't know why that shot did not make it in the movie. It just bothered me a little bit. That just questioned me. I was like, what the fuck are these people doing? Do you ever wonder that?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
I'm just making sure I'm not the only one.
No, I do. And it was a strange game. And his brother that came and like visited him, he was like really good at it. I don't understand. Like, I don't understand how you become a champion of said game because I've never seen one person play. Like, who you got beat? One person and you're the champ of the world?
I don't know.
Just the one person who will accept your challenge to the game no one plays? That doesn't make any sense.
You know what I miss?
What?
Bumper boats.
Oh, yeah. Now that was cool.
Those were fun.
That was fun.
The smell of exhaust.
Yes.
Just blaring in your face and bumping people.
Don't touch that engine. You melt your skin
off.
Oh,
fuck yeah, you would.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They, I think that this movie, as corny as it is, I feel like somebody like your dad, like this is their type of horror movie, like an outdoorsman, like an older outdoorsman. Like, there's just a part, there's part Quint in them. So they're like, you got to take out this large animal. Like, I feel like your dad, like, he would feel like he'd have to man up and take care of that job.
Well, that, yeah, and there's just also just, there's a lot of nostalgia in it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of nostalgia in it. So that's always a good memory taker backer for a lot of people. So there's lots of reasons to watch this.
There's, like, know. There's certain man laws, though, in, like, movies where it's like, okay, you got to, like, protect the girl. You got to, like, you know, throw down when it's time to fight. But then there's, like, certain people in movies. Like, there's certain. There's, like, Rambo guys. There's Quint guys. There's those guys. And I just know, I feel like this is some old man has this on tape, and he watches this, like, you know, every couple months. Oh, if I was in that situation, I'd get my boat out there, throw anchor, I'd get out, and I'd... You just like his fucking strategy. Like, I want to hear that. Like, yeah. Tell me, Earl, how are you getting out of this? And, oh, yeah. Fucking chum up that water.
The first thing they did wrong.
Yeah. You're not going to chum against current. That's for sure.
I know.
like, Dad, this wasn't meant for this. Like,
I know. This is a fucking movie.
He's a big fish, though. Kids out there in the water. Nobody wants their vacation ruined. They spend money and... Can't even much kids
stop
swim.
It. All right. Enough of this. Let's go through this portal through another realm to another world and do the Sloppy Horror Podcast horror movie rating.
10 out of 10.
Sloppy Horror Rating, baby, yeah!
Hoya. This is the one of kind, one and only, world famous, world renowned, nationwide spread Sloppy Horror Podcast horror rating system developed by Christian Ramey, your very scary movie companion. The Prince of Horror, if you will, as they say. So he's developed this rating system in a series of four categories. Three categories worth 3 points. Last category is worth 1 point for a total of
10 points altogether.
Yes, and this is a horror movie scale, not a movie scale in general. Keep that in mind. That is the fine print for your ass. So let's get into the first category here in the Sloppy Horror Podcast rating, and that is casting.
I forgot that screensaver. I'm sorry. That fucking horrible fucking shark. Like, it's like a fucking, like a horrible, like copy paste.
It's like a bath toy.
Like Photoshop. Yeah, that's like what used to be behind, like, the soaps. You remember, like, the little hand soaps in the 90s? Fuck, I forgot about that. Sorry. All right. So, casting. Casting, this is a bad movie with casting, even though there's some big-time actors in this. This is an all-out just bad performance. Like, I really, for real, think this is a half a point on casting. And Dennis Quaid's great. Leah Thompson's great. But this is her first movie. No one's crushing it in this movie. No one's making you believe in this movie. And I'm going to put it a lot on bad writing, bad premise. Not all on actors here, but this is a half a point.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll agree with you with that. So that's half point so far here in the Sloppy Horror Podcast rating. Let's get into the second category here in the Sloppy Horror Podcast rating, and that is kills.
I don't know. I think we're dealing with like five or six altogether, somewhere in that neck of the woods.
Five or six, and they're all shark deaths,
mm-hmm.
So.
I mean, for real. I'm thinking half a point
that's
on
like
this.
It's like another half point, yeah.
Yeah, they're not graphic.
No.
They're not. They could be on TV.
Yeah.
100% those could be on TV.
So that's 1 out of 10 so far here on the Sloppy Horror Podcast rating. Let's get into the third, final 3 point category here in the Sloppy Horror Podcast rating, and that is fear.
Even like with sharks involved, half a point. Half a point. This movie in general, like if I've got dolphins and all of SeaWorld to help me, half a point. This is not even like, there's no part, no one has watched this movie and was ever afraid afterwards. I don't think there was one.
No.
I don't think, like, if you've seen Jaws, which is why you're going to see Jaws 3. The bar is already set. Like your fun time's over. Like you know it's.
No, dude, it's not even in the same ballpark. It's not even in the same parking lot of the ballpark of Jaws 1. But that's just an opinion again. But that's another half point. So that's 1.5 so far here on the Sloppy Horror Podcast rating. Let's get into the final 1 point category for half a point each here on the Sloppy Horror Podcast rating, and that is rewatchability.
This may be its strongest category, because I'm going to say yes, because this is not a serious movie at all. But I would definitely watch this again. If this was on, I would definitely crack up and laugh. If somebody contrived up some kind of drinking game or something attached to Jaws 3 and said, that's what we're doing tonight, I'm there.
There's reasons to rewatch it.
Yeah.
There's reasons, not for the fact that it's a fantastic movie, but there's other reasons to put it on.
Yeah.
I'll probably watch this movie again sometime in my lifetime.
Yeah, just casually put it on when people are over. You're like, all right, I'm going to take a shower and just leave them with that one. Like, what the fuck did you put on, dude? Oh, you don't know Jaws 3?
All right. Well, that is a total of 2.5 out of 10 for Jaws 3D.
That may be overrated.
On the Side of the Horror podcast, right back up in your ass. That might be the lowest score we've ever given out.
Yeah.
Out of 160, 50s, I don't know what we're on right now. I think we're in the 160s now. That's definitely the lowest score.
And still may be overrated. But watch this movie and you guys won't disagree. Now, if this was like, hey, rate this movie as a fun time, it'd probably be a 6 out of 10. it's a fun time.
Yeah, it just doesn't do well on the horror scale. But that's fine, okay? That's what it's there for. Now, we're not here to bash it. I don't think we bashed this movie really the entire time. We're just giving you honest, true facts about it. And I'm not saying don't go watch it. I'm encouraging you to watch it because it's fucking it's an entertaining hour and a half.
I feel like I've taken stances against certain movies. We don't cover movies that like I'm probably gonna trash because I can get long winded about things and I don't want to be down here. My producer will yell at me. Mark will yell at me if I'm like screaming in the microphone and shit. So there's only so worked up I'm allowed to get.
Like, yeah, you're limited to the amount of worked upness you got because once you get worked up, there's no stopping you. It's like it's like a piano down the stairs. You ain't stopping it.
Yeah.
Until it just runs out of. Mm-hmm. Room.
Yeah, and it's too loud. It's just too much.
It is too loud, too.
You just gotta hone it in. So, there are films that I find in horror that are very popular, that people love, that maybe, like, aren't my shit. And, like, I would be honest with that, but I'm also gonna be very honest in the rating. Like, that's why we have the rating the way we do. I'm not looking at it like if, say a movie like Hereditary. Not a big fan of it. Not a big fan of that slow pacing or style. But if we were to rate that, I would probably give a couple 2 cents on like, hey, this isn't my kind of movie or why. Not big into Ari Aster. But when we went to rate it, like I'm going to rate it as just a normal person or try to. Because that's fair. Like, because there's no sense for an hour show. Like I could just quite simply tell you like, yeah, I fuck with this movie or I don't. And then that's that. Like I don't have, like there's no point for that unless we're going to look at it from like a... try to be fair and look at everybody's viewpoint, especially with like fear. You try to think of like who that scares. Like I'm gonna go out on a limb, say many movies probably don't scare you, but you could recognize if you're like, oh yeah, this would fuck some people up. Kills, same kind of deal. Like you try to. I'm a big fan of slashers, obviously. A couple knife kills and I'm in there. I don't need much, but if I'm gonna rate this sucker. We need a little bit of originality. You need a little bit of quantity. You're going to have to give us something here. So just try to be fair about it. And this is obviously one of those movies that we're being fair about. But definitely fun time. It's going up against something next week. We need to see if it'll beat. Because even though I'm fairly certain next week's movie will beat it. But it is not necessarily on the list of incredible sequels. It's a Friday the 13th sequel. It's Jason Goes to Hell. And I really liked this movie growing up, all right? Like, in middle school, definitely choking the chicken to this movie. And all Friday the 13th, that's what happened, okay? So Jason Goes to Hell. I thought this, like, because when I first put Jaws 3 down, I was like, I don't fucking know if I want to give an hour to Jaws 3. But then I was thinking it may be funny, but I was like, who's it going against? And I saw Jason Goes to Hell. And I don't know what's up with the threes, but 83 and 93, legendary franchises at number one, not necessarily the best installments. So I thought that would be like the battle of the shitties. It's like the NITs.
It is the battle of the shitties. Well, we got to give them love too, all right?
Yeah,
we can't Can't do bangers all the time.
It's like the bantamweight fight here. Like, there's just the little guys going at it.
You can't have too much of a good thing, and then it dulls out.
For sure.
Okay.
And then, you know, we will, like I said, we're going to move into 85-95 after that, probably, which is what, yeah, we have to. 85-95, that's Fright Night. Great movie. Legend. Like, I'm telling you, people crawl out of the woodwork for that episode. That's a great movie. And then Species, which is a really fun flick.
Didn't we already do Fright Night?
We didn't.
What did we do? We did something that's close to that. This one we did Fright Night. Yeah, we did. Well, what's the movie called with the kid, the vampire next door?
Yeah, Fright Night.
Yeah, we did that.
Are you sure?
Yeah. How I know we did that? Because I had to watch it. That's
now,
how I know.
You already watched it. You watched it early is why. You remember? Because, like, you watched it earlier this season because we switched up. We were supposed to do Ghostbusters.
Oh.
But I do want to look that up now because, like, I've done that
that's
before.
That's right. Okay. Yeah, I remember because I watched the wrong movie. That's right. And we ended up doing a Patreon because I didn't watch Ghostbusters yet. Even though I've seen Ghostbusters a lot, I still like to rewatch it before we do the episode. That's what happened.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
You haven't gone for a second because that
call.
Has happened, though.
Good like, call. Good call.
That has happened before. Yeah. And I mean, obviously, you talk about 100-something fucking movies because I like them regularly. Like, I watch these aren't like movies that, like, I'm like. Not every one of these I'm seeing for the first time. Like, I've watched them often. I'll watch them throughout my year. So it's like, did we cover this one already? And you're like, I know I've talked a lot about Child's Play 3, but have we made an episode about
I don't remember. That's a good thing. We got to go through the list. That's how long we've been doing it. I don't even remember what the fuck we've all done.
So yeah, the last one that we're going to cover after Fright Night and Species, it's just a one because we've already covered 1996. We did Scream.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but in order to keep this a 10-episode season, we're going to cover Poltergeist 2, which is 86, all right? And then we're not obviously going to do Scream again. We'll just go right into episode 10, which is like the finale episode, and we will take the score from Scream and have it go against, you know. We'll throw that one in there, even though we haven't did that this season. But I was really limited. There was no other years I could pick where I had two open contestants from each thing.
Yeah.
So it's what we had to do, but it worked out perfect for the 10 episodes. So I don't know. If you guys like this premise, let me know. Some of you guys obviously are more vocal than others, and definitely appreciate that. And I appreciate all of you guys, seriously, from the bottom of my heart, taking time out of your day to hang out with us. But we like the interaction. We like when you guys talk to us, reach out to us. Sometimes I can't always get back to you like within a day. Sometimes that happens, but I do read the shit and I do like to see the input. So if there's episodes or seasons or things like that you'd like to see us cover, reach out, man. I feel like everybody that's reached out to us to cover a movie, we have. I mean, maybe not necessarily the following week, but we've gotten to it. I mean, we've done the Purge movie, you know, we've covered quite a few. And I just appreciate being able to do that. But also, I don't want to be on my, like, under a rock. Like, I don't want to be in my own zone. I like my own shit. But if somebody's like, yo, I really want to see you guys cover this, that's probably going to take over my thoughts for the next week. Like, oh, shit. I didn't think about that. Like, you guys are the listeners. We're just the fuckers down here trying to, like, we're throwing lines in the water. We don't know what you guys want to bite on. See what I did there? Jowls for jowls. Because it's a... they eat hooks. You know, it's gnarly. My daughter had this operation today. She had like a little cyst thing on her leg that had to be cut out. It's almost like a little wart thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I watched, dude, like, cause she couldn't feel it. She's like laying on his table and I'm watching, right? And they scoop this thing out of her and it's gnarly, right? Like, I mean, just straight up like X-Acto knife, like a fucking safety box cutter, just carving flesh off. And I'm like, I'm staying calm because she's in there. And, like, I'm cool. I can handle whatever. But it's like a tattoo. You know, like, if you're getting a tattoo in a spot you can't see, you're like, are you on my ear or my ass cheek? I can't tell because I can't see you.
Mm-hmm.
But when you can see, you almost kind of get lost in the work. You're like, oh, I'm watching what you're doing. And it, like, not only does it not hurt, but you're like, I'm focusing on, like, what you're doing. If I can't see what's happening down, I don't even know where you're at. I don't know exactly where you're touching. So it was, you know, that kind of deal. But she's getting this done, And then she has this like little chunk cut out of her, but it's like a circle. It's not like a, like if you get stitches, you expect like a cut and it's a split. And then we sew both sides and put it together. But this thing was like almost like a little ice cream scoop scooped out of you. And you're like, how the fuck do you sew that together? It's a circle. And like he took this like fishing hook thing, dude, and like went all the way around, like figure eighted it and like just pulled it together. And I was like, oh, that's gnarly and crazy and cool.
What the fuck?
Now, it's one of those things though, too, though. Like if you saw somebody carving somebody and they were freaking out and crying, that would be a hard thing to process. But the fact that like she was talking to this nurse lady in front of her about like, yeah, my mom was like gonna shop out and blah blah, and it was a calm scene. So it was just like a What are you guys doing?
Oh, yeah. People's reactions. Yeah, I could see that for sure.
But everybody was calm. Doctors were cool.
You ever
cool.
see those videos of people getting open brain surgery and they're awake?
Playing guitar and shit? Like,
that is fucking gnarly.
I would fuck with them because they're supposed to do that to like make sure like so they know that you're still with them and stuff. I would just...
No, don't fuck with them. Then you die. That's one situation you don't fuck with people. They're operating on your brain. Why would you do that? Don't do that. Don't do that.
Brains.
Don't do that. Just start speaking a different language.
Yeah.
Fuck, I think you like you hit the wrong part of their brain or something.
Yeah. Hello, sir.
Yeah, start speaking a different accent.
He's just like, look, if you do that again, I'm for real fuck you up. Okay, sorry. I'm sorry. Laughter is my medicine.
Well, Christian Ramey, that was a great installment for 83. Oh, boy. Let's can't wait for next week when we go into 93. It's probably going to be probably about the same. So, it's fun. Stick around, you sons of bitches. All right. Don't forget to wash yourselves, touch yourselves, brush yourselves, and we will be back next week for another hardcore hour of podcasting entertainment right up in your ass.
Yes, we will be. And I'm serious, y'all. We need your help, YouTubes. We need y'all to go out there, and you need to be a loyal fan, and you need to subscribe, okay? If you listen week after week and you have not, it's completely free, and you are hurting our feelings, okay? So, but if you've done all these things and you're having a fun time, well, that's what we're here for. That's what we're here for. So, more movies, more hardcore entertainment, more sloppy stuff. Yeah, you can look forward to that. We'll be there. I hope you guys all win your March Madness brackets or whatever you guys got going on. I hope life's good. If you do Easter, I hope you leave, things out for the bunny. You know, you leave him milk and cookies, you put it under your pillow and he leaves you money. I know. I'm hip. I know what's happening.
Is that it?
Yeah.
All right. Hit him with the fade out.